What should happen to the 11 million undocumented immigrants currently in the United States? Our dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, are hashing it out, and we begin with Cal Thomas.
Good morning, gentlemen. There's no mystery why politicians are rushing to legitimize 11 million aliens who entered the country illegally. Democrats want their votes, and Republicans, well, they want their votes too. And their contributors want their cheap labor. They aren't going to pay back taxes because most of them don't have cash reserves. There's no line to get into. That's a sham. And we've heard talk many times before about border security, including in 1986 when Ronald Reagan fell for promises the Democrats would break. The Obama administration has cut funding for the border fence, proving they aren't serious about that. Here's an idea. In any agreed bill, include a prohibition against voting for, say, 20 years. Then we'll know who's serious about immigration reform and who just wants their votes. Bruce and John?
All right. Thank you, Cal. And now it's time to get Bob Beckel's take.
After several decades, it looks as if immigration reform may actually find its way through Congress to the president's desk. Eight members of the Senate, four from each party, have come up with a series of principles that track closely with President Obama's positions he announced in Las Vegas last week. The key sticking point, of course, as always, will be conservative Republicans in the House of Representatives who want no immigration reform at all. The Republicans better overcome these wingers if they have any hope of Hispanic support. They've been beaten 2-1 in the last two presidential elections. You think that might be a wake-up call even for Republican fanatics in the House. Hispanics are the largest and fastest-growing minority in the country, and are a larger and larger share of the voting population. Republicans continue to ignore this group at their own peril.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.